This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. Check us out on the web. Go to asarx.com. We're here for you each and every day. We're talking about thyroid issues. And they're saying now the thyroid may harm women's fertility. Now, the thyroid gland is a pretty important gland. It's a little gland that sits right around the Adam's apple, just behind your throat, around that area. And it, although it's not really a big life or death gland, it is a quality of life gland. And that is really important to understand, because your mental clarity has to do with the thyroid and the way your body functions, your metabolism, your ability to gain weight, lose weight. That has to do with the thyroid. And then the other area that's super important that we all need is that it helps to regulate with the heart rate and rhythm. So that's another big one. So you want the thyroid to be as healthy as possible, but now they're saying that thyroid issues can harm women's fertility, possibly. So a new study supports this notion, and the research was published in the Obstetrician and Gynecologist. They found that 2.3% of women with fertility issues have an overactive thyroid, hyperthyroidism, compared with 1.5% of those in the general population. The condition is also linked with menstrual irregularity, the researcher said. Now, abnormalities in thyroid function can have an adverse effect on reproductive health and result in reduced rates of conception, increased miscarriage risk, and adverse pregnancy and neonatal outcomes. They did a lot of this at the Bristol Center for Reproductive Medicine in Bristol, England. So for over two decades now, they said that there's a strong link between hypo and hyperthyroidism. Okay, so hypo means low or a slow thyroid, and hyper is fast. Just remember that. So they found that they both can actually impact this. But now they're finding that routine screening of the thyroid is extremely important when a woman's pregnant or even attempting to get pregnant, because it's a major, major piece of the puzzle, and can, you know, if they're struggling to get pregnant, it could be a game changer. So in adult women, hypo, slow thyroid is linked with menstrual issues and lack of ovulation in some cases. Researchers also noted that thyroid disease is associated with an increased risk of issues during pregnancy, including miscarriage, preeclampsia, poor fetal growth, premature birth, and stillbirth. All of that can play a role from the thyroid. Now, they agreed that over and underactive thyroid conditions are very common in young and otherwise healthy women. And the current recommendation by the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology is to start screening at the age of 35. He said that at his clinic, he performs routine blood tests looking for thyroid issues on every patient in the study. Thyroid disorders, they said, can prevent patients from ovulating and is one of the leading causes of irregular menstrual issues, Dr. Singer explained. So the treatment is simple and safe to get everything back on track, and has to do with some medication that they can put you on, depending on what you need and the amount and dosage and that sort of thing. But thyroid issues, of course, play a big role. But the fact that it can be a player in fertility is really good research. Because when you start talking fertility with women, and there just is a host of issues now that we're finding. Many people are struggling with fertility. And there's different theories on that of why. I think the research is getting better. It's getting stronger. We've got environmental issues now. I think they're playing a major role more than ever in this whole deal. And so that's got to be a piece that's looked at too. So toxins in the environment can be a major player. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Open phone lines. We'd love you to be part of the show. You can give us a call. And listen, if you want to answer in private, give me a call as well, and I can answer that in private for you. Send me an email. Go to acerx.com, and I'll be glad to answer any question for you. If you don't make it to the show, we will help any way that we can. We do get full, but just call in, and we'll make you part of the show. Let's go to Anna. Hi, Anna. Welcome.
Yes. I have white spots on my fingernails, and also my granddaughter, who's 14 years old, has white spots on her. You know, what is causing this, and how can we prevent it?
So that's a great question. So the white spots on the fingernails can be caused by several different issues. The theory is that it typically can be a zinc deficiency. Not enough zinc, which is pretty common, believe it or not. And the more stress we have, not that anybody has it, the more stress we have, the greater chance we have for a zinc deficiency, especially if you're not getting the level of nuts and seeds and greens that you need on a daily basis. So if you're not getting the right nutrition, then it's easy to develop deficiencies in a lot of different categories. But zinc's a big one. It's kind of creeps up and people don't even realize it. So the white spots in the fingernails can cause that. It can be caused by other things too, but that typically is one of the main reasons. So depending on the level of it, you know, there's a certain amount of zinc that you can take in safe amounts, and everybody's different. It's based on your body weight. Our providers always help with that. If you need help, just you can call and talk to one of them, and they can get more of the specifics with you. But remember, blind nutrition is just no good. You don't want to do blind nutrition. You want to do personalized nutrition that's targeted for you, because everybody's different. I mean, you're different than me. I'm different than you. You're different than your neighbor. We all have different body chemistry, and you have to, even if it's a deficiency, somebody may need 15 milligrams, another person might need 50. So it just depends on your body weight, depends on the levels, and that's why blood testing and nutritional blood testing are so important, to get those levels figured out and know exactly what's going on. Thanks so much for that call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Heavier kids, they're saying, may suffer more elbow fracture type issues. So obese children, and by the way, we're seeing more obesity now than ever. I just gotta say this, and that's why I'm even talking about this, because it's just you're thinking, why are you talking about elbow fractures? Like, who cares? Well, I'm talking about kids more than anything. And I think this is interesting, because the obesity of the kids are causing not just elbow fractures. Think about it. They're causing all kinds of issues. So when you start thinking about our kids today, you know, I've been doing this show for quite some time, and when the statistic used to be, oh, and this year it's going to be 1 out of 3, or by this year, 1 out of 3 of our young people are going to have diabetes before the age of 11. Type 2 diabetes, which is like the kind we used to call it, adult onset. We can't call it that anymore, because it's not, too many kids are getting it. So they got rid of the whole adult onset diabetes. That went away a long time ago. So we've got so many kids that are having that. We're finding out now that researchers have looked at like 350 children, and they did a study, and they found out that fractures increased because of the obesity of our kids. We have to do something as parents, as doctors, and really as in our school systems. Like, we have to do something about the obesity. It's becoming an epidemic. We'll be right back. Help you live your potential. You're listening to the ASA RX Experience. Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Your lifestyle is the medicine, and the choices you make today can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have tomorrow. And it really does. Our health is our greatest wealth, and the choices we make every single day, they matter more than anything. I really do. And that's the key. So the key is to focus in on your choices. If you haven't checked out the podcast, you can check that out. Go to the website, go to asarx.com, and you can easily find the keys to be able to go and figure out everything you need for the podcast. Podcast called the AsaRx Experience. And, of course, it's daily information. We've got new shows every single day that we put up, new content we put up every single day. And things that we don't do here on the show as well. So you can catch exclusive interviews and me answering questions in detail. We call it Ask AsaRx. We do that as well. So all that is there at the podcast. Let's get on the phones and go with Jonas now. Hi, Jonas.
Just recently been diagnosed with asthma. Thanks, bud.
Okay. Yeah, asthma. It's a challenge. Here's the deal with asthma. There's a lot of different reasons, like if you get diagnosed with it. There's a lot of reasons that someone could have asthma. And I don't think you need to stop there. Like, hey, I've been diagnosed with asthma. Okay, what do I do? What you do is you go get a couple of different opinions, because asthma could be a result of allergies, and it could just be a response to the allergies. All it is typically it's, of course, the closing down in the bronchioles. But you've got to realize that if it's an allergic response, what's triggering it? Asthma to me has always been not that big of a deal, meaning when you're looking at it from a clinical perspective, everything's about the root cause. Like, you can take an inhaler and get relief, right? But if your body's stimulating, if you're eating the kind of foods that you have food allergies to and don't even know it because you haven't been tested for it and don't even realize it, but you're eating those foods every single day and you develop sensitivity even greater than the allergy to those foods, and then your body's reacting by giving you wheezing, which would be asthma, and you get this wheezing in your breathing, then it's not really, it may not even be, it's not like it's genetic or something. I mean, you're doing something every day that's triggering asthma. Like, somebody could have a pet cat, not even know they're allergic to cats, and the cat, they love their cat, but the cat dander is causing them massive histamine response in the body, and you know, they're wheezing and all kinds of allergic response. And you know, again, that's something that can, the getting to the root cause of that is not that difficult. You can jump in and do that. It's not that hard. But I would encourage you to get another opinion, maybe two more, and then get someone to do personalized nutrition with you. So our providers can help you with that if you need it. But you don't want to do blind nutrition, like just go and eat whatever and hope for the best, cross your fingers. Like, that day's over. You want to have someone that can personalize something based on your body chemistry, cut out the inflammation, get the nutrients that your body needs specifically so that you can build the body up the way it needs to be. I mean, otherwise, you're just shooting in the dark. And that's the way nutrition's been done for a long time. Just, you know, eat 5 servings of green vegetables and eat protein and all that, and you'll be okay. Like, I mean, that day's over. So you want to do everything is really as solid as you can with the greatest amount of information that you can get. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Open phone lines. We're here for you. You can give us a call and be part of the show. So there's some risky behaviors I want to jump on for just a minute. that can set back if you're getting treated for depression. Depression is something that more Americans now, and really people around the globe, are being treated for. And I'm seeing it, and it's pretty challenging, to say the least. But feelings of sadness and hopelessness, and even guilt, lack of energy, and irritability, they're some of the most common symptoms of depression. They affect about 7% of adults and about 12% of the adolescents in the United States. The symptoms of depression can make it really hard to get through the day. And though treatment is available, it may take weeks or months to actually feel better. That increases the temptation to engage in risky behaviors that offer the allure of just feeling better right now. So they say, although it may seem like these behaviors alleviate depression temporarily, they are really just an illusionary fix to ultimately make your depression worse. So this is a study that was done at University of California, Los Angeles, at the Neuroscience and Human Behavior Department. So they're saying that there's certain behaviors to avoid for depression management. The study was done in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine on this. About 844 people were seeking help quitting smoking. They found that 24% met the criteria for major depression. So the study also found that cigarette smokers with depression were less likely to successfully quit if you're prone to depression. Think about that. So depression management, obviously you want to do everything you can. Here's the deal. Get tested for your neurotransmitters. This is something we just don't do right now in healthcare a whole lot. There is a debate on doing it versus not. This is where you have certain symptoms and they'll say, okay, let's try this drug. Okay, and you don't feel great, so let's try this drug. Okay, well, that's not working. Well, let's try this drug. So because of that, and because it's like, let's try this, let's try that, then you get into this situation where it becomes quite the challenge. So you want to get to a place with depression that you avoid the behaviors that are going to flare it up and make it worse, but you need to get neurotransmitter testing done. I think it's a wise move for anyone to kind of see what your levels are. Because once you know the levels of the neurotransmitters, that sets the stage for treatment. It sets the stage for you getting where you need to go. So a couple of behaviors you want to avoid when we're dealing with depression. Number one, substance abuse. That is something that a lot of people lean toward, right, to bury the pain. And definitely not a way to go. Remember, most substances are depressants by nature, like alcohol. And it's only going to make everything worse. Addictions, those are another one. So addiction can be anything, but drugs, alcohol, can be behavior, gambling, sex, shopping. All of it can be certain behaviors for that. Eating disorders can arise from this. Anger and withdrawal is a big one. And, of course, thoughts of suicide. If you do have any of those, please, please, please talk with someone about it and get some better behaviors going. If you need help, you can always touch base with us. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump downplayed the cost of the 4th of July celebration amid criticism that the event was racking up an unusually high price tag and turning the traditional non-political Independence Day tradition into an all-partisan event. Trump
Trump wrote on Twitter, "The cost of our great salute to America will be very little compared to what it's worth. We own the planes, we have the pilots, the airport is right next door, and all we need is the fuel. Fireworks are donated by two of the greatest." However, the Washington Post reported the National Park Service is diverting roughly $2.5 million in entrance and recreation fees from parks across the country in order to pay for Trump's celebration on the National Mall. The diverted fees represent just a sliver of the cost. The total expense still remains unclear. NBC News reported that military assets are being transported from around the country to Washington, D.C. for the celebration. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. I'm Asa, your host. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience. We're here for you each and every day. What about strokes? What about them? So they're saying stroke risk can persist longer than we thought after childbirth. So increased risk of having strokes and other blood clotting issues can continue the longer after a woman gives birth than previously believed. According to a new study, historically it's about 6 weeks was the accepted period that we thought, okay, keep an eye on everything. Dr. Hooman Campbell said that we found the risk of blood clots remain higher than normal for twice as long as previously thought. After 12 weeks, it was no longer significant. At the Weill Cornell Medical College Department of Neurology and the Brain and Mind Research Institute, they found this. They said the study was published online in the New England Journal of Medicine. Campbell, who's a neurologist at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, is presenting in the study and said that the team looked at medical information from nearly 1.7 million women in California given birth, and they found this. So what's interesting is stroke risk and the blood clotting were 10 times higher than normal. And they were monitoring them for, they said the smokers were the ones that had the biggest issue. And the women with chronic high blood pressure also increased the risk. Doctors give high-risk women low-dose blood thinners now for 6 weeks after delivery to reduce their risk. And future research could also focus whether 12 weeks would be a better time frame for the drugs. Now, if you want to do things naturally on that, and some, I mean, this is not standard of care, so you'd have to talk to your OB about it, but the blood thinning drugs that they use mimic the same patterns as a natural source of vitamin E, which can yield similar results of those blood thinning properties. So that's something you could look into potentially. That could be very helpful in this, and it could be an option. Because, you know, if you want to do things naturally, I get it. Don't want that stuff in your, especially if you're breastfeeding and all that, and you're taking those meds. I mean, that's, of course, they're going to tell you it's no big deal. And they've done studies probably to show that it's no big deal. I just wouldn't want the drugs in my system if I didn't absolutely have to, right? So just to have a point of discussion, you might want to talk about the whole vitamin E thing. They may poo-poo on it. That's okay. But at least you had the conversation. You'll feel better about it, I can assure you. This was all funded by the U.S. National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. And the findings suggest that both doctors and pregnant women should have a heightened awareness for the potential blood clot risk longer than the traditional six-week period. So, interesting, to say the least, that's for sure. And really good info. Because strokes are, it's like that silent killer, right? It's the thing that sneaks up on everybody, and they didn't even know they were predisposed to it or that it could even happen. And that's one thing definitely that needs to be looked at and really, really taken advantage of so that it's a priority and front of mind. Big deal. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, just give us a call. Our providers are phenomenal at doing doctor-guided, personalized nutrition and really getting to the root cause of what is the main issue going on in your body, looking at nutritional values and lab testing to get specific on what your body needs. You know, blind nutrition is so, it's like so old school. Like, who does that? I mean, you need to have someone look at your body, which is different than my body and different than your neighbor's body, that can really dial it in and figure that out. Because you don't want to just guess. Guessing? Who guesses? I mean, there's only a few things that we know work for everybody. But, you know, the majority of people get massive deficiencies and don't even know it. And the body's not getting everything it needs. And that really plays a role in overall health. Let's get over to the phones and talk to Stormy. Hi, Stormy.
My B12, the doctor said it went down, and I was having problems with my legs, and they started giving me shots. And then another thing, they found a mass on my kidney, my left kidney, and they think it's cancer, and that's why I was calling to see what information that I could get from y'all.
Well, tackle the first things first. You really want to look at, so the kidney and the mass, they think it's cancer. I can tell you that a lot of times, if there is, depending on what type of cancer, right, and if it even is, but a lot of times the little tumors that can be on kidneys, for the most part, are something that won't really harm you, and it's something that'll be looked at as something that, or a condition that will end up being okay. Okay, that is a strong possibility with that. So they'll go through that process with you. I think the bigger key here is creating some stability. And that stability in your health and your lifestyle plan. It's like, you know, we don't want to react. That's the biggest challenge. You don't want to have to react with anything in life. You want to be proactive and stay ahead of the game and be so good at whatever you're doing that you're ahead of it, that you're not behind it. That's the ultimate key. So you want to figure out exactly what it is so you can give your body everything that it needs to function right, right? And it all starts with your eating patterns. Your lifestyle starts with the way you think, yes, but things like exercise and eating the right way, giving your body what it needs nutritionally, I mean, that's where it starts. So keep this in mind, is that you're only as healthy as the choices you make every single day. And if you've made some not so great choices over the years, it's no big deal. Like, it's not a reason to beat yourself up or anything like that. You just have to realize, hey, I've got to make some new ones. I've got to make some new choices. I've got to get better. And nothing's going to get better. No one, nothing will get better unless you get better. So that's where I would start. I would start with a good eating strategy, right? An anti-inflammatory-based diet, which is basically this. It's equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then healthy fats, your almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Eating those kind of foods really is your starting point and can get you to a good place. Because otherwise, if you don't get the right kind of fats in, if you don't eat the right kind of foods, if you don't get the right nutrition in, your body's not going to thrive. And you want your body to be in a great place where you get everything you need, your body does well, and you can strengthen things like your immune system. So if you do have a mass somewhere or the potential to not have that goes up. And here's the thing. If you haven't been doing the right kind of making the right choices, if you haven't been doing that, that's okay. Because you can. And the big thing is you can start now. So if you need help, just get in touch with one of our providers. Go to the website too. That can be helpful. There's some tools and articles and things there that can get you started. Plus, we're giving away a free book. So if you want, you go to myfreehealthbook.com. I give you my book, my best-selling book, for free. All you do is cover a little bit of shipping and handling, which is not much. So if you go there, go to myfreehealthbook.com, and we can get you a copy of the free book. That's got an eating plan in it. It's got a very basic one, but it's got kind of my philosophy. But it is a powerhouse book. I mean, the secrets and tips and tricks in that book it's just got everything. I mean, it is a master book to take you from A to Z with your health, everything from the natural perspective combined with evidence-based methods. I mean, it's got it all. So go to myfreehealthbook.com. Picking up a copy of that would really, really get you started in the right direction. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience. I'm Asa, right here with you each and every day. Let's get on the phones and talk to Alice. Hi, Alice.
I'm having some issues with my extremities, especially my lower extremities. Sometimes it gets cold and a burning sensation on the bottom of my feet, and at times a little numbness. And I am not diabetic, and it feels like I'm having some circulation problems. Do you have any suggestions?
There's several things you can look at, and yeah, I do. So with issues like that, you want to start thinking about more of, instead of like a vascular issue, possibly nerve. So that there can be some pretty strong nerve condition. Now, it could be cardiovascular in nature. However, a lot of times, it could be something so basic. It could be a vitamin B5 deficiency, which is, it's pantothenic acid, basically. And it could be one of those deficiencies that could be causing a big issue there. The other thing to look at, and this, because a lot of people call it plantar fasciitis, or it could be nerve-related. And if it's coming from your lower back, see, anything to do with the very lower part of your back, or even the tailbone, those nerves travel into the bottom of your foot. And a lot of times you'll think, oh, my foot hurts. But the reality is your lower back is what's causing the issue. And if the lower back's not injured per se, but if there's been some degeneration in the disc and the disc space, then that could cause the pain that you're feeling down in the foot. So first things first is I would get to maybe a chiropractic physician. This is just their absolute specialty. non-surgical approach, because at the end of the day, if that care doesn't work and there is significant damage into a nerve, then yeah, you may have to do some kind of surgery. But in the interim, in the early stages, you want to, they are like the master of keeping you from having to go into any kind of surgery, especially from the spine. Like that is, without a doubt, I would get that looked at. There's testing they can do to verify it, make sure that it's nerve versus vascular. And then if it's just a nutritional deficiency, and you can easily build up from there. It just takes, maybe take 2 or 3 weeks to build the system back up, getting the right nutrition in.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
So what about hot flashes? Guys, this probably is not for you, right? But ladies, this is for you. I'm going to talk about some home remedies that can help with hot flashes. So if you deal with menopause, and sometimes, just so you know, hot flashes can happen in your 20s. You're thinking, in my 20s. Yeah, it can happen if you have issues with the thyroid. Also, if you have blood sugar issues, you're on the borderline with diabetes, maybe pre-diabetes, you get into some blood sugar-related issues, and hot flashes can be a norm for something like this. So let's get into some of the things that can help, and you can kind of pull out of your life or modify in your life if you have hot flashes, and maybe, just maybe, like I said, some home remedies that can possibly help. Number one, cut back on coffee. Caffeine is a stimulant. So foods and drinks that contain a lot of caffeine can aggravate hot flashes. Now, tea is not that big of a deal. It's about 15 milligrams of caffeine in a cup of tea. But coffee is about 80 milligrams. So you want to limit yourself to about 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine per day, or about 1.5 cups of coffee. If you've been drinking more than that, cut back your intake gradually by slowly replacing caffeinated drinks with choices like water and decaf. Otherwise, you may develop headaches and you get a little fatigue from the withdrawal. Now, exercise is the other one that can help if you're dealing with hot flashes. Engaging in regular physical activity, they say, helps improve your overall health. But, of course, women who did yoga or other physical exercises 5 days a week for an hour, they reduced the frequency of their hot flashes. So aim to get about 2.5 hours of moderate intensity aerobic exercise each week and get some muscle strengthening resistance exercises in about 2 days a week. You also want to consider black cohosh. Black cohosh is an herbal remedy. I used that for years in clinical practice, and it worked great. So this herbal remedy is made from the roots of a plant of the buttercup family. Okay, some studies have shown that it can relieve menopausal symptoms, including hot flashes. But the black cohosh is available in most health food stores. We've got it. Of course, you go to acerx.com. We've got products. Amazing female product that's got in there that's all organic. That is really great. So you go to acerx.com, that's a great place to get it. But the pills that contain black cohosh extract work really, really well. It's a great herb. Stop smoking. That's another one. So here's another reason to stop smoking. Menopausal women who smoke are more likely to experience hot flashes than their non-smoking counterparts. If you are smoking and you need help, let me give you just a basic number. There's a Stop Smoking Center that's really, really good. It's a quit line, which I love that concept of quitting smoking, not anything else. But 1-800-QUIT-NOW, 1-800-QUIT-NOW is the number. And they'll have a whole team there that can get you on a strategy and a plan for kicking the habit. Now, you can also do dietary changes if you deal with hot flashes. We're talking about hot flashes and ways to naturally take care of that. So, ladies, listen up. This is definitely for you. And it's a big deal. So, just to recap a little bit, you want to cut back on the coffee or the caffeine. Keep it to about 200 milligrams a day, no more. Exercise regularly 5 days a week, even six if you can push it. Look at black cohosh. Blue cohosh is good too. Stop smoking, of course, and dietary changes. So eating a variety of food sources with plenty of whole grains, fruits, and vegetables promotes a healthy weight, which can lead to a decrease in hot flashes. And consuming more protein-rich foods can also help. So just a couple of tips that can get in there that'll help with hot flashes. A lot of times you do too many carbohydrates, and if your sugar levels are too high, that's where the challenges come in. Okay. So also loosen your belt and your shirt and your pants, because tight clothes can make hot flashes seem more intense. So if you put away a lot of the form-fitting clothes, that can help tremendously. So that's another big one. Turn down the heat too. Avoid heated areas. So if you live in Florida, that's going to be a challenge. We love it down here though. Love it. So avoid heated situations. Literally keep the temperature comfortably cool in the bedroom while you sleep, and use fans during the day because, of course, you can always chill a hot flash. But those are some great ways to work around it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show that helps you live your potential. Let's get on the phones with Alexandra. Hi, Alexandra. It's a great name.
I can't seem to digest my food, even if it's something really, really light, like a salad. It takes hours. I've noticed that I have to eat at 2:30 in the afternoon in order to be able to sleep without throwing up in my sleep. And I just wanted to get some information about that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it really happens over a period of time. But after the age of about 40, you start losing your body's ability to make hydrochloric acid. So hydrochloric acid, or HCl, is kind of a big deal, and getting enough of it. So when you're not breaking your proteins down, your foods down, that can be a challenge. And a lot of times people think, well, when you're spitting food back up, or if it comes back up, that you have too much acid, or it's like acid indigestion or whatever. Usually, if you're belching your food back up, you don't have enough acid. You're not breaking your food down. So one is you want to stop drinking fluids while you eat. That's if you want to start maximizing what you do have, don't drink a lot 30 minutes before a meal or 30 minutes after. Do your best to just eat the meal. Sip on a little something if you need it. But you really want your digestive juices and enzymes to kick in on their own. But if it's gotten to that point where it's really challenging, there is a really good kind of, and this is not evidence-based at all, but this is something that's been used in naturopathic medicine for a long time, and it's using apple cider vinegar, organic, of course, that's fermented, along with lemon and honey. So you take about 16 ounces of water, distilled water. You squeeze a whole lemon in there. Don't use lemon juice. Okay, a whole lemon, fresh lemon. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Derek Allen, Mr. Fig, and John Garrison, our engineer. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the ASA RX Experience.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.